so fast I didn't even see his hand go. He put his big old smelly wet mouth all over my face. He was jabbing my jeans. I don't know how many hands he was using. Maybe he got an extra. She looks at all of us. I said, stop it. He kept finding other directions to put himself all over me. I put a pencil through his hand, made it bleed. He said I'd be sorry. Jolly's mouth is poisoned with despising now. You wouldn't want to go near her, and she wants my opinion. Do I have to wear a sign that says, no more men climbing all over me, look what you done already? And Jilly screams loud, that's her opinion. And Jeremy, he just stares up at his mother's moving face. I push Jilly, still screaming, onto my hip.
So it's clear that Jolly wasn't fired because her work was bad. She was fired because she defended herself against her boss, who was trying to force her to make out with him. What Jolly's boss did is called sexual harassment, and it's totally against the law. I hope Jolly is going to report him. Let's pick up the story now with the third paragraph on page 57, which begins, Jolly's voice is real solid now.
Jolly's voice is real solid now, like car metal. I'll report him. And then her voice goes weak again, and she goes more limp than she was. Now Jeremy's holding her around her neck, and Jolly says, hard to hear, I need a job. She says, you blow the whistle on them, you're out of work for good. You ain't got a job now, I tell her.
You've been canned anyway. What you got to lose? This is a question she doesn't answer.